Now, the ongoing campaign to introduce PrEP to the wider public is one of the key tools of the AIDS Council of New South Wales' goal to end HIV by 2020. PrEP stands for Pre-Exposure Prophylaxis, a once-a-day pill that can help stop the transmission of HIV/AIDS. And to give us a better understanding of PrEP, we have the Council's Associate Director, Brent Mackey, joining us in the studio today. Brent, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. So what is pre-exposure prophylaxis? What's in this pill?
So as you said, it's a once-a-day pill that you can take. It's a one of the drugs that you use to treat HIV, but you can take it once a day and it will prevent the transmission of HIV. So it will prevent you from getting HIV.
Wow.
So it's really, really a fantastic innovation in terms of HIV prevention.
Yeah.
You take it once a day. The drug in Australia is called Truvada, but it can also come by generic names as well. So there's a range of versions of that around. But you take it once a day each day and you'll prevent getting HIV.
Wow, that's pretty impressive and a great, change. And so how is the drug effective in preventing HIV? In preventing HIV following unprotected sex?
Yeah, well, that's obviously the point of it is unprotected sex, so condomless sex. It stops the HIV virus from infecting the cells with your T cells within your blood, and so you don't become HIV positive, which is fantastic, and you don't need to use condoms if you don't wish to. In saying that, though, it's important to realise that it doesn't protect you against other STIs, so gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia. It has no impact in stopping those drugs. So diseases. So you probably want to consider using condoms if you're concerned about them.
Still use other protection, yep, for sure. And so is this accessible to the general public? How can people access this pill?
Yeah, look, it's really accessible. It's now on the PBS, on the the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. So it costs around $30 to $40 a month's supply, which is 30 days, or a concession rate for people on concession cards. And you just go to your GP. Any GP will do. You just go to the GP. You have a discussion with them around your sexual life, your sexual activity, and whether or not PrEP is suitable for you, and they can prescribe it for you. And then you can just pick it up from a pharmacist. So you can go to a chemist and pick it up.
That's great. Yeah.
If you don't have a Medicare card, and lots of people don't, you can import the PrEP as well. So there's some reputable international websites where you can go to get that, and you can find that information on our website. Mm-hmm. But you can you need a script, so you still need a script from your doctor, but you can import that drug for around the same price. And if you're concerned about that price, if that's going to be an issue, then you can also talk to your sexual health clinics, and they can potentially help you out in terms of getting some PrEP.
Yeah, perfect. So there is a lot of help out there, and I feel like, you know, discrimination, stigma around HIV/AIDS has prevented this kind of breakthroughs like this in the past, or even just the communication of the available medicines. Would you say the same, or is there still the case of...
Look, I mean, discrimination and stigma is a real issue especially for HIV-positive people, and especially in the sexual encounters. And this is a bit of a game changer in that respect, because... people can be assured that they're not going to become infected having sex with HIV-positive people, which is fantastic. So it is really beneficial there. But those sort of issues are still out there. You know, people are concerned about HIV and the spread of it. And so stigma and discrimination still exists. And it's something we're always on the lookout to try and address in the community.
Well, this is a fantastic drug. And Brent, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.